Good afternoon and welcome to Born on the 4th of July. I'm your host, Barbara Jean. It's my pleasure to spend time with you, the listening audience far and wide. And my wish for you is that some things in your life are going your way. You notice I didn't say all, because that's just too much, it seems. However, I'm hoping you're having a great day. And I wanted to just follow up a little bit with yesterday's show in that we talked about the global warming story. And yesterday, as we were on the air on March 31, 2009, there was an announcement out of Washington. Congressional Democrats, on the very day, March 31, released clean energy legislation that will establish a market-based cap and trade program for reducing global warming pollution from electric utilities, oil companies, and factories that together are responsible for 85% of U.S. greenhouse gas emissions. Henry Waxman, Democrat, and he is a chairman of the House Energy and Commerce Committee, and Edward Markey, who is chairman of Energy and Environmental Subcommittee, both of them introduced a discussion draft of the American Clean Energy and Security Act of 2009. The acronym at present is ACES. Now, this is just the introduction, but for those of you who watch this issue, I would give you a heads up to watch and monitor and maybe try to stifle such legislation. Carbon emissions trading is already taking place, they're saying on this information. 10 Northeast and Mid-Atlantic states are participating in regional greenhouse gas initiatives. And the first market-based effort in the United States to reduce greenhouse gases emissions. So there is the regional greenhouse gas initiative that they're saying is already ongoing, and also the Chicago Climate Exchange operations in North America, and that is the only cap and trade market for all six greenhouse gas governed by the Kyoto Protocol. Waxman, now he's out of California, Energy and Commerce Committee Chairman, will complete considerations of his legislation by Memorial Day, and Ms. Pelosi intends to bring it up to the House floor this year. So this is just a follow-up to the ladies and gentlemen who may have just tuned in. Yesterday we had Dr. Michael Kaufman on. We were talking about greenhouse gases and global warming and the idea of cap and trade. And I just wanted to let the listeners know that this is underway. The date of this was March 31, 2009, Dateline Washington, D.C., and congressional Democrats releasing clean energy legislation that indeed does include a market-based cap and trade program. So very, very, very concerning. I would also give out this again. If you're interested in globalwarmingclassroom.info, the new DVD that we talked about yesterday, once again, that number is 877-271-7639. I believe our work is cut out for us. We'll come back and introduce our guest of today.
Special roast hemp coffee from hempusa.org. Our coffee grows in the dense volcanic-rich soil, herbicide and pesticide-free, and in the high altitudes of Guatemala, in conditions that are ideal for natural growth of this high-quality coffee. Try our mellow cup of coffee that is ground and roasted with 25% hemp seed from Canada. With a wonderful nutty flavor that contains 18% protein, our roasters bring a unique flavor that makes this the best cup of coffee you'll ever have. Try our new special roast hemp coffee from hempusa.org and wake up your brain without the jitters. Our customers look forward to their next cup of hemp coffee. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608 and see if you'll change your mind about drinking coffee again. Taste the difference. Feel the difference at hempusa.org today.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Toxic heavy metals. They're in the air we breathe, water we drink, our food, products we use, objects we touch, and they negatively impact our health by building up within the body over time. But now, toxic metals can be mobilized in a safe, effective manner with Chelarex from scienceformulas.com. Chelarex is an oral chelator developed from Dr. Alan Greenberg's clinical experience with heavy metal poisoning during his 25 years of medical practice. Chelarex contains absolutely zero synthetic chelation agents, which frequently cause adverse side effects. Chelarex contains all natural ingredients that enhance the body's natural mechanisms for excreting heavy metals and protects against reabsorption. Chelarex effectively mobilizes mercury, aluminum, lead, and 15 other heavy metals. Try Chelarex now from scienceformulas.com with this RBN special offer. Purchase two bottles, get one free with free shipping. Limited time offer. Go to scienceformulas.com. That's scienceformulas.com. Chelarex. Chelation of toxic heavy metals the way nature intended.
Today's guest on Born on the 4th of July is Dr. Adrian H. Krieg. And I say good afternoon to you, Dr. Krieg.
Hi, Barbara Jean. How are you?
It's been a while, hasn't it?
Well, you've been remiss. You haven't called me.
Oh, I'm sorry. But like an old girlfriend, I have reemerged, right?
There you go.
There I go. Well, I wish things all good had been happening since we spoke last. I have in my hand your book on the Illuminati and its plans for the future. And you know what you say in here on 172? Trade, we are informed, is free. And they carelessly inform us that we are pursuing a form of free trade globally. We have G20 in London, and I'm so pleased to speak with you to get your take on what's going on in this world that surrounds us.
Well, you know, Barbara Jean, I just heard your thing from your guest from yesterday, and I just wanted to add my 2 cents worth on this cap and trade, which is actually part of the 2010 budget. I really hope that people realize that this will add $3,100 to the average homeowner's taxes starting in 2010. You know, Obama promised us steadfastly that no one would see a tax increase that earned less than $250,000. Well, in fact, this cap and trade is a gigantic tax increase. in that it taxes utilities. Well, excuse me, but utilities are not going to absorb that cost. They have to pass it on to the people that pay them for the electricity. And I figured this out for myself. My average electric bill is about $160 a month. That works to about $1,920 a year. And if this cap and trade deal goes through, my utilities bill will rise to $5,000 a year, $5,020 a year. And I can't afford that. I mean, that's just insanity. I just think that your listeners should be really aware of the sneaky way in which these people are jacking our taxes up.
Go ahead. Well, I was just going to say, you know, we hear that we're not going to have the cap and trade, and they keep saying, well, it's going to have to be shifted and moved back because of the economy and everything. Here are key leaders in the Democratic Party going full steam ahead with this American Act that they're talking about. And we know how insidious that's going to be. The cap and trade concept at best is just almost bizarre. And
Barbara Jean, it goes right along with the whole environmental wacko lobby. You know, these are the people who tell us that these huge flies or bird swatters that they're putting up all over the country and solar panels are going to solve our energy problem. I just want people to really understand that in the entire world, less than 3% of the produced energy is by wind and solar. And the cost of producing electricity using wind and solar as a generating means is between 7 and 8 times more expensive than using coal-fired or nuclear power stations. Now, that's an enormous amount of money. Think about it in this way. If we were to have all of our energy produced by wind and solar, my average electric bill would be somewhere in the neighborhood of $12,000 to $17,000 a year for my house. I mean, that's crazy. These people live in some kind of a dream world. They don't know anything about science. They haven't had an engineering or a math course in high school. And they come up with these bizarre plans that really don't make any sense. You know, and that takes us right over to the G20 meeting going on in London. You know, it's interesting. And this is a very interesting scenario. If you go back to 1950, 1960, there were no G nations at all. Beginning in late 1960, there were the G5 nations. These were essentially the winners of the Second World War. And, you know, we had these G5 nations. And then a concept was introduced through the United Nations that was called free trade. And as free trade began to slowly take hold, we went from a G5 to a G7. And then free trade began in earnest, and we went to a G20. And why did this happen? Why did we go from a G5 to a G20? Well, very simply, because as free trade was being introduced, the industrialized West was being deindustrialized, and the manufacturing industries in America, in Canada, in Germany, in France, in Japan, began to be moved to places places where it was cheaper to produce. Now, you have to understand where and how this happened. We have in the United Nations, as well as nationally, a thing called NGOs. They're non-governmental organizations. NGOs essentially are either trusts, very large multinational corporations, people that believe in globalization. These people have an axe to grind. They want to increase the profit margin of their multinational businesses. And to do this, they have to eliminate their competitors. I mean, that's the simplest and easiest way to jack your profits up is not to have competition. So what they've done is they've instituted a series of treaties. They're called WTO, the World Trade Organization, GATT, the General Agreement on Trade and Tariffs, NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement, CAFTA, the Caribbean Basin Free Trade Agreement, and all of these governmental treaties or agreements then control trade. And the way this is done is that it removes the ability of small corporations and small businesses to engage in international trade and moves all of that to the large multinationals. These large multinationals are then able to eliminate their competitors, jack up their profit margins, and let's look at that profit margin. When NAFTA was instituted, which is about 11 years ago, or 11 or 12 years ago, the average pay for a Mexican blue-collar worker was $1.47. Unfortunately for America, for American workers, this $1.47 really constituted the entire cost because Mexico doesn't have a social security system. They don't have workmen's compensation laws. There are no labor unions. So essentially, if you opened a plant in Mexico and hired workers, you paid them $1.47. That was the end of it. On top of that, you didn't have a product liability problem. If you don't have an attachable asset in the United States, you don't need product liability insurance because if somebody wins a case against you, you don't care. That's not enforceable in Mexico. So essentially, where the American worker at that time in the early 90s was earning about $5 an hour minimum wage, but in manufacturing industries was probably very close to $20, $22 an hour, the Mexican guy was getting $1.74. Well, the American manufacturer didn't have a choice. He either shut down and went out of business or moved his operation to Mexico. And this is what has caused, in over the long term, our entire present financial problem. You know, you can say the mortgage issue and all of this, but even with all that, if people still had well-paying jobs, we could have survived that. But they've taken all those well-paying blue-collar jobs and shipped them overseas. And now most families, they have to have two family members working. And in many cases, one of the family members is working two jobs.
Here comes the music. We'll go to break. You're lucky. You're listening to Dr. Krieg. We'll be right back.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system with proven and guaranteed results for over 15 years? Would you like to stop any mortgage foreclosure and have a written guarantee that would make most attorneys scream? Hi, I'm John Galea, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My Zero Debt Expert System has helped tens of thousands of people.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees, and I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, John, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
And you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors or pay a percentage of your debt. Call my experts today at 800-477-9256 and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Returning to Born on the 4th of July, I'm hoping that the spirited music, you know, helps your spirits and brings you some joy as it does me. We need to be spirited individuals today to analyze and look and research and decide what we value and what we will stand for. Dr. Krieg is an immigrant to the United States. He has his doctorate in manufacturing science, probably a lost science in the United States. He has published many books. He's a lecturer and a wonderful wit, and we're so pleased to have you with us. And when you wrote, "Trade, we are informed, is free. The establishment at every opportunity ceaselessly informs us all that we are pursuing a policy of free trade." And you accurately key in on the true reason for this disastrous economic situation that we find ourselves now in. Back to you, Dr. Krieg.
Well, you know, the situation really hasn't changed very much in the last 2,000 years. When Tacitus was the emperor of Rome in 87 AD, it was, I think, the emperor after Hadrian, he made a statement. He said, when a state is most corrupt, when the laws are most multiplied. That was in 87 AD. And I want people to understand, to think, you know, unfortunately in our educational system, we don't teach children anymore to think. And thinking is what leads you to conclusions. You shouldn't listen to pundits. You shouldn't listen to me. You should think on your own and reach conclusions on your own, because they're probably better than what other people come up with. So if you think about an issue, let's look at where President Obama came from. You know, we have what we do is the product of our some personage of what we did in life before we came to this point. Obama's hometown is the city of Chicago. So let's put into perspective what the environment, the political environment was of a very political man that lived in the city of Chicago. The murder body count in Chicago for the first six months of 2008 was 292 people. The murder body count in Iraq was 221. In other words, the city of Chicago, with a very much smaller population than Iraq, had a murder rate higher than Iraq. Chicago has the strictest gun control laws in America, stricter than those of New York City and Washington, D.C. Chicago is the home of ACORN, an agency that is being funded by Ms. Pelosi and Mr. Reid and Mr. Obama, who has been indicted in 14 states for voter fraud. The city of Chicago is 100% Democrat. The senators in Chicago were Barack Obama and Dick Durbin. The representative is Jesse Jackson, Jr. The House leader is Mike Madigan, and the attorney general is Lisa Madigan. There's a bit of nepotism there. The mayor is Richard Daley, the son of the original Mayor Daley. So let's see what else. What about Chicago? The state pension fund is broke and is $44 billion short. Cook County has the highest sales tax in North America at 10.25%. The Chicago school system has the lowest graduation rate and the lowest college entrance rate. Chicago is one of the most violent cities in America. Chicago schools, which have the worst rating in America, saw its director named by Obama to head the Department of Education. Obama's entire experience at management, 100% of his management experience, is 42 days as a U.S. senator. He has never, ever been employed in a commercial enterprise, a manufacturing concern, had to meet a payroll, or managed anything. Now, how can anybody coming from such a background, who's basically an academic, how can he deal with the problems that this nation has? And very obviously, from what we've seen in the first 60 days, we're not dealing with the problems. We're making even worse problems. You know, if I look and see what this administration has done, beginning the day after the, or actually the day of the inauguration.
That's true.
It's mind-boggling.
It's mind-boggling. We're going to return shortly. We'll go to a break. You're listening to Dr. Krieg on Born on the 4th of July. Don't go away. Let your friends and neighbors say, listen in to Republic Broadcasting.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth. We'll be right back.
There are two major factors that sell products: sex and fear. Let's talk about this. Life Change Tea will not enhance your sexual drive other than help you to live longer to enjoy it. And when it comes to the subject of fear, don't buy Life Change Tea because you fear. Buy it because you understand. Life is too short to enjoy from a hospital bed or a pine box. This nation is at its peak of unhealthiness. It's your decision, not ours. Life Change Tea is the alternative to sickness. No fear, just fact. Walk with the few that know. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Life Change Tea. Get the tea and live.
Newsflash. Unemployment is soaring over 10%. The dollar is plummeting, and banks are beginning to close their doors. Financial experts are saying we are headed for an economic depression. The world is on the brink of total meltdown. Unless you expect the government to bail you out, you must be able to grow your own healthy food. Newsflash. SurvivalistSeeds.com has just released a brand new heirloom seed pack at a dramatically reduced price. So you and your family have a long-term food solution. The choice between starvation and freedom is made by you right now. Go to SurvivalistSeeds.com. That's SurvivalistSeeds.com. Because you are almost out of time. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
The listener with that sketch of Chicago and the skills of the president now, you wonder where the press was to help the people make their choices. Back to you, Dr. Krieg, and please continue. I've learned a lot about Chicago here with you.
A lot you didn't want to know.
I knew about the Daily story and the son and the father and all of that.
Yeah. Chicago is an interesting city. I lived in Chicago a long time ago, in the 60s, and it is an interesting city. This Mayor Daley's father was the mayor at that time, and he was quite a character. Listen, Barbara Jean, I don't know if you want me to do this, but I'm.
Help us. You want to do.
Okay.
Help us.
I'm about 160 pages into a new book. And I thought I would talk a little bit about the first chapter. It's a sort of a philosophic concept, but I think your readers or listeners would be interested in it because it explains some of the underlying problems in our society and how they came to be. The chapter of this book is called Polarization. I won't read. I'll just sort of talk about it. The Hegelian dialectic is a principal concept that there are only two opposing views to into an argument. The word dialectic is rooted in the Greek Republic and Western thought and comes from Plato's Scholastic dialogues. People have to understand that this bipolar concept of politics and of government is what is the root cause of all our problems today. The idea of reducing any argument or disagreement to solely two variances is faulty and wrong, because there are always more than two possible solutions to any problem. However, in America, Canada, England, Australia, almost the entire English-speaking world except India, essentially we have two political parties running the nations. This occurred, I would suspect, pretty much out of the English system, where there were the Whigs and the Tories, the Whigs being sort of the royals or royalty or the dukes and duchesses and whatever, and the regular people, the House of Commons. And this developed into this polarization of two politically opposing ideas. In America, there was a professor named Dr. Leo Strauss at the University of Chicago, as a matter of fact, and he was the dominant seller of this bipolar concept of politics, of political parties, and discussion on issues. In Islam, about the same time, a similar concept was developed by a man named Said Qutb, which was adopted by the Muslim Brotherhood. So essentially, not only in America, England, Australia, Canada, but also in the Islamic world, this concept of a bipolar system of debate became to be prominent. Now, this had very little effect on America until the Reagan administration and the appointment of William Casey to head up the CIA. Casey had been a member of the OSS, the Office of Strategic Services, which Harry Truman disbanded because it was completely infiltrated by communists, and Truman had then created the CIA. So Casey's worldview, which was less than intelligent, based his conceptualization of world strategy on another book that was written, and his idea was that there were two conflicting philosophies in the world: the evil philosophy of the Soviets and the good philosophies of America. In order to get President Reagan to buy into this, which Reagan did not initially do, Reagan said, "That's a bunch of rubbish. Don't tell me that stuff." He, as head of the CIA, directed all of the various people working in the CIA to inflate, falsely inflate, and invent Soviet prowess in military, science, engineering, farming, everything. I mean, they just inflated. They said these guys were, they were outstripping us, they were outdoing us, which of course was a total lie. But after bringing repeated hundreds of reports to Reagan, Reagan began to, you know, go along with Casey's ideas. And this brought about the gradual creation of the evil empire on the one side and us on the other side. It wasn't really a very big step to change the evil empire to terrorism at the collapse of the Soviet empire. And this afforded the people who run things a tremendous advantage. You see, if you have an opponent who is identifiable like the Soviets, you may make up stories about him, you know, inflate his power and whatever. Eventually, that will come home to roost. And so, if you have a confrontational situation with something that is tangible, then eventually people will find out what's going on and that whole concept will collapse. When in after the fall of the Berlin Wall, the impetus was shifted from the evil empire to Islamic terrorism, a tremendous advantage was gained in that you cannot defeat terrorism. It's an idea. It's not a nation. So George W. Bush said the evil empire is Iraq, and we attacked Iraq. And then the evil empire was shifted to Afghanistan, and then we attacked Afghanistan. And now the evil empire is shifted to Pakistan and Afghanistan, and we have already begun attacking Pakistan. The advantage to those who run things is that by doing this, they are able to keep people's focus off what they are actually doing. And what they're doing is they're destroying our economy, they're destroying the world economy, they're creating the New World Order, which is intended to become the, I guess, worldwide empire that will be run by these elites. And who are these elites? Who are they? Well, of course, we want to know who and what are the people that are doing this. And it's quite simple. The people that are doing it are the members of the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderbergers, the Royal Institute of International Affairs, the Fabian Society, the Club of Rome. There's a whole raft of these organizations that are doing this. And the people who run these organizations are another group of people who keep turning up as the managers of all of these various organizations. And they are the Illuminati. The Illuminati is a secret organization that was begun in about the 1780s, came to predominance in the late 1790s, instituted the French Revolution, and then eventually the Russian Revolution, and their American domicile is the order, which is also called Skull and Bones, Bones 322, located in New Haven, Connecticut. These are the people behind the scenes that are manipulating the Council on Foreign Relations. So somebody says, oh, you don't know what you're talking about. I do know what I'm talking about, because David Rockefeller is a member of the order. He was the chairman of the Council of Foreign Relations for years. The Trilateral Commission was founded by people of the order on the Rockefeller estate in Westchester County, New York. These people are, for the most part, very, very wealthy. They are very, very well connected. The George W. Bush presidential campaign, George Kerry was a member of the order. George Bush was a member of the order. We have half a dozen senators that are members of the order. We have scores of bureaucrats. We have entire banking systems, the J.P. Morgan Chase, that's run by the order, the Harriman Brothers Bank, a multi-billion dollar bank in New York, is run by the order, the Yale Endowment Fund, that's worth, I think, somewhere around, still even after all this financial collapse, still worth over $14 billion. So these people are extremely powerful and very wealthy. And they are the people that are behind the scenes that are running everything. People who are in the order will say, we have nothing to do with the Illuminati. That's a bunch of rubbish. Creek's crazy. And so let me just say very simply, the initiation rites for the order and the Illuminati are identical. The order's primary charter came from Germany. The order's, all the writings are in old German script, in German, not in English. They are extremely secretive. They have about 1,000 members. George H.W. Bush, the father of our last Bush president, was a member of the order. And if you remember, he gave a speech at the UN where he said 1,000 points of lights, 1,000 members of the order. All of these things can be proven. They're factual. They're not make-believe. The people who oppose this position are very clever. They say you're a conspiracy theorist. By adding theory to the fact that it is a conspiracy, they try to throw cold water on it, you know, saying that, well, it's only a theory. If it's only a theory, let me ask your listeners to think about something. And remembering, thinking is the way you arrive at the truth. And this is a very simple thing. When you get up in the morning, think, did you plan your day? Did you know what you were going to do that day? Or did you just haphazardly do crazy things? Did you have a plan? Did you have a plan to eat breakfast and then maybe go to work and so on? I think that's a reasonable assumption. When you got to work, did your employer have a plan for what you would do and work that day? Maybe even for the next coming days? When you bought your house, you got a mortgage. Do you think your bankers had a plan to collect the mortgage payments? When you borrow a car, you made a car loan. Do you think the company who loaned you the money to buy the car had a plan on how to collect, how to secure the loan? If all of these things are true, why would you assume that the wealthiest and some of the most intelligent people in the world would not also have a plan. I mean, it's downright silly to think that they wouldn't. And that's the plan that I'm talking about.
People are a little bit astonished and mixed up, curious, and looking for answers. Anybody you talk to, if it's a millionaire or it's the person down the street, they're wondering what they're going to do about their money plan. And everybody's confused, and the people at the top have brought us here. We're talking about those who plan your future. You're listening to Dr. Adrian Krieg. We'll be back in a moment. Thanks for listening to RBN. We'll be right back.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saw Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Yes, indeed, a nation was born on the 4th of July, a nation that's fighting for its life as we speak. When you go after the juggler of the financial prowess of any entity, you're on target. You can take care of him in a quick hurry. We're hearing that it's almost $12.8 trillion in all of these remedies that will have been used before a few days are passed, and that's from Bloomberg, $12.0 trillion. Can you believe it? It's extraordinary. We're talking about a plan for somebody, but not necessarily for the good of all. We're being told that it's fine. We need to have free trade, of course, and we need to fan out with all of our industries so we don't produce a product. Used to be that I understood work product, and if you gave a day's work and you felt good about it, you were paid. And if you created something or manufactured something, it was marvelous because you could send that out and an industry would be better for having your product, and it worked both ways. Now, what do we have? We have been sent overseas. We have so little. We have, who are these people? Just a few reminders. We have Henry Kissinger announcing in Europe a few weeks back that he got his orders every day from Henry Kissinger. I mean, I was meant to say General James Jones announced he got his orders daily on a daily basis from Henry Kissinger. Well, he's survived and woven himself through all kinds of different responsibilities in government. April 1, 2009, World Bank President Robert Zoellick openly admitted the plan to eliminate national sovereignty. He's over there in London. He said, if leaders are serious about creating new global responsibilities or governance, let them start by modernizing multilateralism to improve the World Trade Organization and the IMF and World Bank Group to monitor national policies. My translation, give global institutions the power to regulate national policy as part of the creation of global governance. What a world we're in. Dr. Krieg, you're helping us understand it, but the same people keep coming back, the ones that you're saying that lead the parade. Back to you.
Absolutely right. It's always the same people. They just keep popping up like bad pennies. The undeniable fact is that both political parties in all of the nations in question where two-party systems thrive have accepted these polarization concepts of good and evil, having replaced the Soviet evil empire with the terrorist evil idea. The two changes are to be noted. One changes from a physical entity, the Soviet model, to an ideological one, terrorism, and secondly, from a national entity to an abstraction. For the system, the abstraction of terrorism is a vast improvement in that it has longevity, being an idea, it is undefinable and undefeatable militarily.
I hear the music again. We're going to go to the top of the hour, but we'll be back. Don't go away. We'd be delighted to hear from you and take your calls. You're listening to Born on the 4th of July.
With recent internet.